This is a dictation for patient Calvin Lewis, CALVINLEWIS, date of service 7/25/2025. Patient has ongoing issues of headaches along with symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Symptoms are anxiety, depression, loss of equilibrium, as well as pain syndrome affecting the left shoulder, neck, mid back, lower back, left elbow to the tune of 7 to 9. The lower back pain is 9, and middle back pain, neck pain is 8. Left shoulder pain is 7. And left elbow pain is constant, is around 7. Numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers in the left hand is also reported. Motor weakness is reported in the left hand, as well as shooting pain in both the buttocks. And the left arm. Patient has occasional history of incontinence of the urine, and these pains are between 8 and 9. ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports 0% relief in the symptoms. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 111/82. Pulse is 79. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, dated 6/25/2025, dictation number 0802-005. Please copy and paste. Diagnosis also is the same. And plan of care is as follows. We reviewed the MAPS. Patient provided an order for physical therapy 2 times a week for physical therapy, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, and shoulder, left elbow, and both knees. Patient was advised about medications that were provided to him. And that includes Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4. For pain, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety relief. Lyrica was provided for radiculopathy. Medigesic was provided for headaches. Physical therapy continues. Disabilities continues for housework and work and transportation. And patient is advised about the epidural injection based on the MRI finding, which show a disc herniation of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, indenting the nerve roots with the spinal stenosis, facet ligamentous hypertrophy L2-3 to L5-S1. The patient is presenting himself for a procedure also today, which will be done. Thank you.